بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم. قال الله تعالى: يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم. O mankind, fear your Lord. يا أيها الناس اعبدوا ربكم. O mankind, worship your Lord. يا أيها الناس أنتم الفقراء إلى الله. O mankind, it is you who stand in need of Allah. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَظْلِمُ النَّاسَ شَيْئًا وَلَكِنَّ النَّاسَ أَنفُسَهُمْ يَظْلِمُونَ. Surely Allah does not do wrong to people at all, but the people do wrong to their own selves. وَاللَّهُ يَدْعُو إِلَى دَارِ السَّلَامِ. Allah calls to the home of peace, that is Jannah. وَسَارِعُوا إِلَى مَغْفِرَةٍ مِّن رَبِّكُمْ. Be quick for forgiveness from your Lord. وَمَنْ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. None can forgive sins but Allah. فَفِرُّوا إِلَى اللَّهِ. So rush towards Allah. وَلَا تَيْأَسُوا مِّن رَوْحِ اللَّهِ. Do not the mercy of Allah. Make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that the knowledge of Quran and Hadith which is being taught all around the world, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless all of us with that knowledge and give us that ilm and sifat from all over the world. And also make dua that in the land and in the ocean all around the world, the du'as from the creation of Allah, makhluq of Allah is making dua. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us and give us those du'as also. Ameen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has selected you to realize the purpose of life. One is the effort on your own self, jibal of ilm and amal, mountain of knowledge and practice, walking, talking example of Quran and Sunnah, an ideal human being, ta'alluq ma'allah, dhikr and fikr, sabr and shukr, taqwa and haya, sidq and ikhlas, tawheed and tawakkul, riba bil qada, character building, achieving high station of awliya siddiqeen, with the quwwat of yaqeen, dawam dhikr, dawam ta'at, role model for community, simple, humble, righteous, forgiving, sincere, hard-working, soft tongue, soft heart, and generous hands. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all those sifat. One aspect is da'wat and khidmat of mankind, worry and concern of the ummah, how each and everyone all around the world till the day of judgment, everyone comes on deen and everyone comes on the pattern of sunnah and akhlaq of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The whole world is our field of effort. Homes, neighbors, institutions, masajid, community, cities, countries, working through phone, email, internet, through papers, articles, flyers, books, publications, how each and every one in the whole ummah is saved from disaster and destruction and hellfire, and how each and every one can get mercy of Allah and goes to paradise. Such great work Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has selected each one of you. This is the work of A plus grade, a da'i, an alim or alima. You have youth, you have high energy, big ambitions, willpower, good characteristics. In that journey of improving ourselves and making da'wah for others, there are some roadblocks. There are some attacks of shaitan and nafs. There are some weaknesses on the nafs in our own heart, like sadness, depression, anger, quarrels, energy drains, time drains, waste of time, negative thoughts, like garbage in the heart and mind. How to clean up that garbage and how to always strive to do our best in life. This life is a test. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, وَنَبْلُوكُمْ بِالشَّرِّ وَالْخَيْرِ فِتْنَةِ وَإِلَيْنَا تُرْجَعُونَ. We shall make a trial of you with evil and with good, and to us you will be returned. We shall test you with good and bad situations. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ بِشَيْءٍ مِّنَ الْخَوْفِ وَالْجُوعِ وَنَقْصٍ مِّنَ الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَنفُسِ وَالثَّمَرَاتِ وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ. And certainly we shall test you with something of fear, hunger, loss of wealth, lives and fruits. But give glad tidings to as-sabirun, the patient people. إِنَّمَا يُوَفَّى الصَّابِرُونَ أَجْرَهُمْ بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ. Only those who are sabirun, who are patient, shall receive their reward in full without hisab. Hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the collection of Sahih Muslim. وعن أبي يحيى رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم عجبا لأمر المؤمن إن أمره كله له خير وليس ذلك لأحد إلا للمؤمن إن أصابته سراء شكر فكان خيرا له وإن أصابته ضراء صبر فكان خيرا له. رواه مسلم. أبو يحيى رضي الله عنه reported that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, how wonderful is the case of a mu'min, how wonderful is the situation of a believer. There is good for him in everything, and this applies only to a believer. If prosperity attends him, he expresses shukr to Allah, and that is good for him. And if adversity, something bad befalls him, he endures it patiently, and that is better for him. Subhanallah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describing the usual habits of insan in the Quran. فَإِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ كَفُورٌ. Verily, insan, human being, becomes ungrateful. إِنَّهُ كَانَ ظَلُومًا جَهُولًا. Verily, he was unjust and ignorant. إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ خُلِقَ هَلُوعًا. Verily, man was created very impatient. إِذَا مَسَّهُ الشَّرُّ جَزُوعًا. Irritable when evil touches him. وَإِذَا مَسَّهُ الْخَيْرُ مَنُوعًا. And very niggard, very stingy when good touches him. إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَظَلُومًا كَفَّارٌ. Indeed, insan is highly unjust, very ungrateful. These are the comments about human being in the Quran. Why is insan sad today? Trials, tests, unhappy events, unexpected situations, setbacks, difficulties. What kind of difficulties? You look at examples. A small boy did not get a chocolate or ice cream, so the boy is crying. A teenager lost her friend, so she is crying. Parents wanted to marry their son or daughter to a specific family, but the boy or the girl don't agree, so parents are crying. After marriage, husband and wife started fighting in the home, and the wife is crying. An employee loses a job and he is crying, he is sad. Shopkeeper has a loss, no earnings, shopkeeper is sad. Someone has everything in life but is still regret and sad. Why? Nobody values me. Children are not listening to me, parents are not listening to me, friends are not listening to me. complaints, sadness, unhappy events in life. No matter where you live, how much knowledge you have, and how much possessions and millions you have, sadness or difficult situations or trials come on everybody everywhere. This life is a test. It is not possible that you will be always happy in dunya. Everlasting happiness only in Jannah. In dunya, someone has a small income, someone has health issues, someone has less beauty, someone has less knowledge, and someone is rich but problems at home, regrets, anger, jealousy, malice, losing hope, looking for name and fame, corruption and garbage in the heart. The outcome, results, complaints, backbitings, doubts, evil thoughts, why me, why this happened to me only. We gave these examples before. 6 months old baby playing with some pieces of wood or rubber or stone, and the baby thinks this is the whole world. If you take that piece away, the baby will cry. Give me my toy back. My whole world is my toy. 6-year-old boys, plastic cars, paper boards, toys. They make toys from mud or ice, and they compete and they race, and somebody loses, he starts crying. A prince may have lot of horses. I have thousands of horses. One horse one day lost a race. So the prince is crying. Why did I lose the race? Husband and wife spending years in the life, happy life. Sometimes they become angry on each other. They have home, they have good car, good food, good dress, good children, but is still sometimes not happy. Old people, like a 70-year-old millionaire, health issues, operation, different kind of tests, and he has millions for the doctors. Can you bring me health? Can you give me a few more years of happy life? The ultimate example is a king. A king who has millions and millions of people, thousands and thousands of expert doctors, and billions of gold and silver and palaces and treasures. The last day came for the king, very sick on the deathbed. And he is asking everyone, please, can you take all of my wealth and bring me one more day in life? Bring me one more day in life. Leaving the world, everyone would realize all your possessions, homes, furnitures, cars, jewelry, beautiful dresses, everything will appear worthless. It was just like a baby toy. Like a piece of plastic or piece of dust or stone does not have any value in the Akhirah. The currency for Akhirah, Iman and Amal, Sidq, Ikhlas, Taqwa, Haya, and Sifat like that. If a person realizes, he or she would forget about the gham or huzn or grief or sorrow or problem of dunya and would rush to collect good deeds, hasanat, gold and silver and diamonds for the life hereafter. What happens when the person leaves this world? First night in the qabr, even a king would forget palaces of Roman Empire and Persian empires. First night in the qabr, forgot everything. A person in barzakh, in the qabr, hundreds of years waiting, maybe some of my relatives or friends, someone from my children, would read some Quran, make dua, make dhikr, and give sadaqah on my behalf, and send me some reward so I get some benefit here. A person on the day of judgment in the Hashar, thousands of years sweating, standing, waiting for the Hisab. O Allah, start my Hisab, take my account, waiting thousands of years. And a person, may Allah save us from that, if a person ends up in Jahannam, thousands of years of crying and weeping. Alas, one day can the punishment become lighter? Can I get less punishment one of the days? That's the concern, people in Jahannam. May Allah save us from that. Allahu Akbar. Human being in this short life in the world looks for instant gratification. I, me and mine. I, me and mine. Shaykh, give me a wazifa or dua that will come, bring my wish come true right now. I should recite something and here it is. All my dua should be fulfilled. Shaykh Maulana Yunus Patel Sahab, Rahmatullah Alayh, he wrote a book, Tafweeb, that was translated as Cure for Depression. The Shaykh says, the illusion we live in is that whatever we have decided will happen accordingly. We expect Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to oblige us, accommodate us, and follow through with our decisions exactly as they are. When that does not happen, then we suffer anxiety, frustration, depression, and worry. Why? Because we forgot that we are the slaves of Allah and He is our master. And as our master, He, Allah, can decide for us whatever He wishes to. So the scholars say, the root cause, the problem of depression is tajweez. Human being, the insan, makes a decision, makes a plan, like already cooking a virtual biryani in the mind. Already planned a decision and then expects Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to confirm it. When that does not happen, we become sad. It's a beautiful story that we remind again and again. A sheikh bought a servant, a slave, and brought him home. So the sheikh asked him, what is your name? The ghulam, the servant, says, my master, you have bought me. Whatever name you give, that's my name. Sheikh said, what type of food you would like to eat? And the servant said, I am your servant, you have bought me. Whatever food you give, I will be very happy to eat. Sheikh said, choose a dress for you, choose a uniform for you. And the servant says, my master, you have bought me. Whatever dress you give me, I will be happy to wear it. And the Sheikh said, I have many rooms, choose a place for your living. And the servant says, my master, you have bought me. Whatever room, whatever place you give me, I will be very happy on it. So the Shaykh said, you are so good and nice, and you are teaching me how to be an abd, how to be a slave to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I set you free. He sent him back. We gave example of reality of life. One Sheikh visited Los Angeles, California, and people took him to see the world's most expensive bazaar and the market. Most expensive shopping place. A pair of socks, $10,000. Sheikh, look at this. A suit, a pair of dress cost $200,000. Sheikh, look at this. And the upper floor was closed by appointment only. If you want to go on the upper floor, to consult what type of dress is good for you. It will take you months to get appointment. Even the prince comes and he has to wait 6 months to go upstairs to get appointments. World's most expensive store. So the sheikh said, okay, let's move on. They were going in the car, few streets down the road, same city. The car stopped at a red light and a beggar came. A beggar came and he was saying, please give me some money. I am not asking you for a dollar, sir. Give me only a few cents. Give me only a few cents. I'm not asking for a dollar. This is reality of the life. Same street, millions and billions, and same street, people don't have anything to eat. Allahu Akbar. 400 million children, it was estimated. Some relief agencies, you know, they sent flyers and information. 400 million children in the world are below poverty. And 4 million of those in UK alone. Allahu Akbar. How much shukr we should make to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A poor person was going and he did not have shoes. So he had sorrow, I don't have shoes. And he saw a handicapped person who did not have both feet. His feet was removed. So this poor person made shukr to Allah. I have my feet. This person does not even have feet. A sheikh, while riding an animal, he used to stop in a place looking east, west, north, south and down. And he realized that he is on the top of the planet and everything in the planet is under his feet. So the sheikh used to say, the whole world is under my feet. And this is true. This is true for each one of you where you are. All the world's palaces, gold, silver, all the world treasures are under your feet right now. Right now. If someone wants to have hundreds of acres of land, green grass, trees, flowers, and dozens of people appointed to water it, to clean it, to protect it, and hundreds of birds singing in your garden. Everyone likes to have. All you need to do is to wake up early in the morning on a weekend and go out of the city and stand between two mountain valleys. This whole space Allah has created for you. This is yours. Whole world under your feet. Allah. This is just thinking positively in the right, in the mind and heart. A king got depressed. A king had billions and gold, silver, jewelry, treasures, but he was unhappy. One day he saw a sweeper in the palace. In the royal palace, somebody was cleaning the windows and cleaning the carpets, and he was so happy, he was singing. And the king said, I am so sad, I have everything. Why is this person happy? So he asked the minister. The minister said, I will show you the reason. The minister, he took hold of a bag, small bag, and he put 99 gold coins in that. And he went to the home, a small hut, small apartment or hut that the sweeper had, and he put gold coins outside his door. Next day, the poor person got 99 coins of gold. This was enough for his whole lifetime and generations to come, for all his expenses and happy life. So he became so happy, he started counting those And when he saw these are 99, he became sad. And he said, this should be 100, must be 100. 99 is not good. So he said, let's calculate. My job is so small, my salary, yearly salary, I cannot buy a gold coin. Let's work two jobs. Let's do some overtime, so I can have enough money next few months or years to buy another gold coin. Once I have 100, I will be happy. He started working overtime, working here and there. All his singing and happiness and everything was gone. He became sad and depressed like the king. When the minister showed him, the king, look at this. Now he became like you. Why? Because previously he did not join the 99 club. The O king, now he has also joined like you the club of 99. And that's why he is depressed. A boy talking to his friends. This is a joke. And sometimes these jokes are lightweight to, you know, encourage a person to understand the reality, how people think. A boy was talking to his friends and he said, I want to marry the princess. I want to marry the daughter of the king. And I have already succeeded 50% in my effort. So the friends asked him, how come 50% success? So the boy said, I am ready. From my side, I agree. Only if the king agrees, the marriage will take place. So I have 50% success. Astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. Sometimes in children, they are told this story. A person was going to the market and he had a basket of eggs. And he was thinking that from these eggs will come out chickens, and the chickens will grow, and then I would sell them, then I will buy more chickens, then I would sell them and I will buy goats, then I would sell them and I will buy cows, then I will buy palaces, then I will become rich, then some poor person comes to me, then I would reject him and say, hush, go away. So he shook his head and all the basket of eggs dropped and all the eggs were broken. There was a king, he wanted to make a Jannah, a paradise in the home. So he collected all beautiful things, all the things of enjoyment and decoration in a place like a new city. And this was his Jannah. Everything decorated, beautiful, everything, palaces, carpets, gardens, like Jannah. So when his Jannah was ready, the king wanted to enter it to take a tour. Just as he was entering his Jannah, Malakul Maut came and took his soul away. Malakul Maut came and took his soul away. The more possessions, more worries. More possessions and things of dunya that we try to collect and accumulate and maintain, more worries. Jitne asbab, utni parishani. Jitne upar se giroge, utni chot legegi. The more possessions a person has while leaving the world, the more takleef, more sorrow. Angels came to Luqman Hakim. Luqman, we want to make you the king. Luqman the wise said, no, I don't want to become the king. I don't want to become ruler. The angels asked, why Luqman? Luqman said, because undesirable things, undesirable decisions, tough situations surround him all the time. And if he makes decisions according to haqq, then he will be saved. But otherwise, that's the path to destruction. I don't want to become ruler. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made him Hakim. Allah gave him Hikmah, the wise. Allahu Akbar. When we have problems, home life, community life, in our career, how to resolve those problems? A selfless and rational approach is needed. Use your mind, overcome your emotions. Some people think in one direction only. There is no solution. Please come back, try another direction. Some people become emotional. If they agree, they could jump from the mountains. But if they disagree, they don't want to take a single step. Stuck. Problems. Some people become angry fast on every unexpected situation. Now the anger takes away aqal, intellect and wisdom. Now everything this person is doing, it may be wrong, because anger took away the aqal and intellect and wisdom. And person is fed up on small things. What is the solution? Don't be angry. Control your emotions and think all possible directions. Think rationally. Think of benefits and harms. Think the another person's viewpoint. Put another person's viewpoint in front of you. Make tadbir, make mashura, make look at the asbab, make istikhara, make dua, turn to Allah, salatul hajat, sabr, shukr. Many ways to resolve that. We read some of the nasiha, you know, taken from advices of our shuyukh. May Allah give us the ability to understand. Insan, human being, we are very weak. We don't ask for trials or difficulty. We should always ask for afiyah. Allahumma inna nas'aluka al-afiyah fi al-dunya wal-akhirah. Rabbana atina fi al-dunya hasanatan wa fi al-akhirati hasanatan wa qina azab al-nar. Always ask good. Don't ask for trials. But when difficulty or loss happens, it is okay to express some sorrow or grief. It is okay to weep with tears, begging Allah to remove this problem. At the same time, don't complain. Don't complain. There may be some good and khair for you. We have iman on taqdeer. That resolves depression. وَالْقَدْرِ خَيْرِهِ وَشَرِّهِ مِنَ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى. Hakim al-Ummat has mentioned, there is a status for human being which is higher than ikhlas or sincerity. This station is called Rida bil Qada. This is awarded after some struggle. Initially in the Islah and Tazkiyah Nafs, takes a while as Riya, show off, love of name and fame, it also takes a long time to be cleaned up from Salihin. Very similarly, this station of Rida bil Qada, whatever Allah has decreed, we should be satisfied on it. This situation comes after a lot of effort. And this station is higher than Tawakkul. Higher than Tawakkul. Allahu Akbar. Sometimes in the community, in the masjid, and in the effort of da'wat, there are conflicts and competitions. You started some work of deen, some program, another group came and they want to take it over. Now competition, conflict, problems. Apparently it is a loss, you are losing opportunity of good deeds. But if you think and analyze, there are rewards from multiple dimensions. There is an argument. One who leaves the argument, Allah will give him a palace in Jannah. One who will give a position to another Muslim brother. Brother, you go ahead. Two people in the masjid, they want to compete to pray in the first saf. One person stays behind and say, brother, you go ahead. Or sister says to another sister, you go ahead and pray in the first saf, I will pray behind. The person who left behind would get the reward of praying in the first saf anyway. And you resolve a conflict and the other person became happy and you will get extra reward. Then be happy on other people's good work. All the good deeds happening in the whole world, we should be happy. And all the bad deeds and sins and disobedience in the whole planet, we should have sorrow. Big heart. Then realize that if you started a good work, later you still get reward of starting that work. And what happens when some problems comes? You have a broken heart. There is another reward for broken heart. And another benefit, your time is free now. You used to do something, now your time is free. You start a new project. Do some other good deed in the same time. So what happened? Previously, you have one way to get reward from one program or something. And now you have 5 or 6 new ways to get reward. And this is the outcome of that difficulty and sorrow and competition and conflict. Allahu Akbar. Our objective is to make Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala happy. When Allah becomes happy, Allah can invent and provide new ways, new institutions, new halaqas, new programs, new type of community for you to make effort. When Allah becomes happy, whole world is yours. Tawabu, humbleness. Everyone is better than me. If we think every other person is better than me, if some difficulty comes, trials, it won't affect our heart much. When Shaykh Hakimul Ummat suggested two qualities to avoid all types of fights and quarrels. One, and these are very important, extremely important in our lifetime to review and remind about these lessons again and again. How to avoid all types of conflicts and quarrels and problems. Number one, no expectations and no hope from any makhluk or creation. No expectation that someone could benefit me. The entire creation is ajiz and helpless. The entire creation is like bricks and stones. They cannot help. They cannot harm. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Number two, if you ever benefit others, if you do some service to others, don't ever expect a badla, a recompense, a reward for your service. Like Anbiya alayhi salam, in ajriya illa ala Allah, my reward is with Allah only. I don't want any reward from you. Ghina or zuhud, what you possess in your hands and homes, have more trust in what Allah has in His treasures. More trust in the treasures of Allah than what we have in our own pockets and purse. Whenever any sorrow or hurt comes in life, the desire of its reward in the Akhirah should be more compared to the desire that this hurt or sorrow should not have happened in the first place. One Shaykh used to say, the whole world is running according to my wishes and desires. So people asked him, how you reach that big station that you think whole world is running according to your desires? And the Shaykh said, I like what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does. And the whole world is running under the control of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whatever good or bad is happening, this is from Allah. And I am happy, I am completely satisfied. And this is why I think the whole world is running according to my desires. Allahu Akbar. Dr. Ayyab Al-Qarni wrote a very famous book in Arabic, La Tahzan, and it was translated in English, and one page or some reminder from that book. The doctor said, Live today free from sorrow, bother, anger, jealousy, and malice. Today is my only day. If you have eaten warm and fresh bread today, then what does yesterday's dry, rotten bread and tomorrow's anticipated bread matter? You will benefit from every moment of your day by developing your personality, expanding your abilities, and purifying your deeds. Today, I will strive to be obedient to my Lord, pray in the best manner possible, recite the Quran, and I will plant goodness in my heart and extract from heart all the roots of evil, such as pride, jealousy, and hypocrisy. Today I will try to help others, to visit the sick, to guide to the one who is lost, to feed the hungry. I will stand side by side with the oppressed and the weak. Oh, the past that has departed and is gone, I will not cry over you. Oh, the future, the unseen, I will not be obsessed by your dreams. Tomorrow is nothing and has not yet been created. Today is my only day is one of the most important statements in the dictionary of happiness. What happens? Some people, they like to live in the past. A small hurt, some problem happens, that is all the time in their mind and heart. Depression. They have regret, lost opportunity. They forgot about today. Sometimes, things that we don't have, we worry about those. I don't have that and such things. Things we don't have, we worry about those. And things we have, we don't appreciate and we forget the value and blessings that we already have. May Allah give us tawfiq. Dr. Ayad Al-Qarni, he wrote another book that's translated in English, and the meaning is, you can be the happiest woman in the world. Some advices. Sheikh, he collected some advices and he said, show mercy to the weak and you will be happy. Give to the needy and you will be well. Do not have grudges like malice and ill feeling, and you will be healthy. Be optimistic, for Allah is with you, the angels are praying for forgiveness for you, and Jannah is waiting for you. Wipe away your tears, think well of your Lord, and chase away your worries by remembering the blessings of Allah. Do not think that this dunya is ever perfect for anyone. There is no one on the face of earth who gets all that he wants or is free from all kinds of distress. Have you ever heard that grief brings back what has been lost, or worry could correct mistakes? So why grieve and worry then? Extinguish the flames of hatred by forgiving everyone who has ever hurt you. Extinguish the flames of hatred from your heart by forgiving everyone who has ever hurt you. Allah Akbar. May Allah give us tawfiq to bring those beautiful advices in our heart. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, وَلَا تَسْتَوِي الْحَسَنَةُ وَلَا السَّيِّئَةُ ادفع بالتي هي أحسن فإذا الذي بينك وبينه عداوة كأنه ولي حميم. The good deed and the evil deed cannot be equal. Repel the evil with one which is better. Then verily he between whom and you there was enmity will become as though he was a close friend. The scholars remind us, winning the heart, repel evil with good deeds. Join relations with the one who cuts it with you. Make salam to the one who does not make salam to you. Forgive those who did bad to you. Keep politeness in all the talk with respect and love. Human being, insan, is the deputy vicegerent of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the earth, Khalifa of Allah. Khalifa of Sattar, hide other people's defects. Khalifa of Ghaffar, forgive other people. Khalifa of Wahhab, give to other people. Tahadu, tahabu. Khalifa of Razzaq, feed the poor, the miskeen, the widows and orphans. Ways and manners of Anbiya and Awliya. People insult them, people hurt their feelings, people don't fulfill their rights, people break their promises, backbite them, cursing, mocking, but they don't fight back. Inni lakum nasihun amin. I am your well-wisher. In ajriya illa ala Allah. My reward is with Allah. I want good for you. I want falah, najah. I want all of you to go to paradise. Oh people, listen to me. That's how the Anbiya and Awliya, they behave. Example of a fruit tree. People throw stones and the fruit tree gives fruit. No complaints, more fruits. There were three pious shuyukh sitting in a masjid. Somebody asked his teacher, you know, how this Awliya or friends of Allah, they look like. So the teacher said, go to that masjid, three elders are sitting there, go and beat them, give them a big punch in the back, and then see how they react. So he came to the masjid and he went to the first elder. He was making dhikr of Allah, tilawat, facing Qibla, looking down. So this boy came and in the back he gave him a big punch. That elder did not even look back, no complaints. He did not even spend a second to look at what happened. He was continued doing his recitation and tasbih and dhikr. So the boy now went to the second elder. He went to the second person to test him and gave him a big punch from the back. The second elder, he immediately looked back and gave a same kind of punch back to the boy, and then immediately went back to what he was doing, dhikr and recitation. Did not say anything. So the boy went to the third person and gave him a big punch in the back. The third one immediately turned and took hold of boy's hand and say, did I hurt you? By punching my back from the bones of my back, did it hurt your fingers? He had so much mercy. So the boy came back to the teacher and said, I saw three people, they behaved like this. And the teacher explained, the first one was so much occupied in the dhikr of Allah, making reward for the life hereafter, that he thought, looking at who did, what was the grief, what was the sadness, who did it, and looking for revenge or thinking about it, that's absolutely a waste of time. I can earn more good deeds. And so he did not even look back. He just forgave. The second one realized that if I don't take a revenge, then maybe this boy will be punished by Allah. He will get some punishment. So it's better that I take the same revenge to save this boy from punishment. And the third one had so much mercy on the makhluq. The third one forgot his own pain and suffering, and he was worried about the well-being and happiness of the boy. Did I hurt your hand from my back? Allahu Akbar. In the dunya, lot of effort is needed to bring khair. Shar or evil comes automatically. This is a constant exam. What you have, the means and resources and possessions of dunya, this is a test for shukr, test to follow deen. What you don't have is also a test for you, test for sabr and rida. Behind some difficulty or pain, there may be khair or benefit. Behind some difficulty, there may be benefit or khair. The example is, a mareeb, a patient, goes through surgery, operation. So he makes appointment, doctor, please operate me, have surgery. And he gives a fees. And he goes through pain and suffering, but the patient is still satisfied, no complaints. Feels happy inside. I am getting my health back. Thank you, doctor. Thank you, doctor. This is the example we should understand, that sometimes difficulty could bring khair or benefit. In the life hereafter, when the sabirun will get reward, mountains of reward, بغير حساب, other believers, they would wish, alas, I could have similar difficulty in my dunya, and so much so, my skin would have been cut by scissors in dunya, so that I can get some reward in the life hereafter. Some difficulty and trials are punishment for sins. And some difficulty and trials come to raise your status in the court of Allah. Now what is the sign? If someone only complains and does not turn to Allah, someone just engage in disobedience and does not turn to Allah, this is a sign that this difficulty is maybe a punishment from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sheikh Yunus Patel in South Africa, he went to visit a sick person, a patient, and he went to visit his room, and he was suffering from cancer. So he entered the room of the patient and he was surprised. In that room, 3 TV sets were positioned, one to the right, one to the left, and one in the front. And different programs and music and what was that in the TV was going on. And this cancer patient was lying on the bed. So the Sheikh was surprised. A sick person in extreme pain, maybe the last days of his life, and he is in such a situation. So he asked the relatives. The relatives said, you know, this person is on the bed and he cannot move, but it is necessary to turn him in 3 directions. Sometimes we have to turn him left, sometimes we have to turn him right, and sometimes we have to put him flat on his back. And we put 3 TV sets in his room, so in any position we turn him, he should not skip or miss any part of the TV programs. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Sickness or diseases, this is the time to get closer to Allah. This is not the time for enjoyment or doing disobedient acts. May Allah save us from that. If difficulty or trial come and person does not turn to Allah, this could be a sign of punishment. However, if difficulty and trials comes and a person does ruju ila Allah, person increases dua, istighfar, turn to Allah in repentance, this is a sign that difficulty has come to raise the status. Difficulty has come to raise the status. One Shaykh explained from logic, Hakim al-Ummat explained from logic, does any takleef or gham or musiba or bala, does it benefit Allah or does it benefit insan? So from logic, assume that nobody gets benefit. 0% for Allah, 0% for insan. Then it will become useless or lagh, because Allah is pure from doing anything useless. So this cannot happen. Another possibility, from difficulty and trial, 100% benefit for Allah and 0% for insan. This cannot happen because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is free from any want of makhluq. So another possibility may be in the difficulty or trial, 50% benefit for Allah and 50% for insan. That also not true, because Allah is free from any want from makhluq. Allah does not benefit. Only one possibility remain, that all types of takleef and gham and hum and musibah and bala, 100% benefit for insan, for the believer, if the believer is steadfast and turns to Allah in repentance and turns to Allah asking help of Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Hakim, Allah the wise, Allah is loving, Allah knows my benefit more than I can understand. Allah is my mahbub, Allah loves me more than 70 mothers do. Whatever hal Allah chooses for me, that is better and have khair. Sometimes people complain, why did it happen to me? You know, every incident, every event in the universe happens with the permission of Allah. The students of Deen especially study Surah Al-Kahf, the story of Musa alayhi salam and Khidr, and see how Khidr was doing some acts hard to explain, that even Musa alayhi salam criticizing and Musa alayhi salam asking, what is this? Khidr alayhi salam, he was making the boat defective, and he was killing a boy for no reason, and he was fixing a wall free of charge without asking any fee or charge from the people. And Musa alayhi salam, in all those incidents, Musa alayhi salam did not understand the reasons behind. And later when Khidr alayhi salam explained the reasons, that is, you can read the tafsir of Surah Al-Kahf near the end. Why did it happen? Everything happens with the permission, with the wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is a small joke here. A boy was sitting under a mango tree, and he looked at the tree and he said, the tree is so tall and big, but the fruits, the mangoes, are so small. And he was thinking. Then he saw a plant on the ground, a watermelon plant. Very small plant, but it has a big watermelon on the ground. So the boy was thinking, this tall tree has small fruits and this small plant has big fruits. Why? While he was thinking, one mango from the tree fell down on the head of the boy. The boy understood, say, Alhamdulillah, today I am saved because Allah put those fruits so small on the tree. Otherwise, my head would be in trouble. Baby in the home complains. Baby has dirt, dust, smell all over the body, does not like to take bath. And mother catches him. Mother forces him to take a shower, clean up of dirt. Baby does not like, does not understand what's going on. Similarly, baby does not like to go to school. Mother wakes him up. Here is your dress. Here is your food. Here is your lunchbox. Here is your bag. Here is your shoes. Please go to school. Baby does not like. Many events happening to our life, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, maybe Allah likes to listen the humble dua from your heart, from your broken heart. Maybe Allah likes to bless you بغير حساب. Maybe Allah has a special attention and mercy to you and directly making your tarbiyah and training. Hakim al-Ummat has narrated an incident I heard from my Shaykh. Two people on the deathbed, one was Muslim, one was non-Muslim. So the non-Muslim, last days in his life, he had a wish. I want to eat some fish, and there was no fish. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala appointed an angel, go and there is a person, non-Muslim, about to die and he wants to eat fish and there is no fish near his home. Bring a fish from somewhere and put it in a pond and pool near his home so those people can find and catch the fish and cook for him so in the last moments before he die, he can eat what he desires. Go and do it. And the reason was, the Shaykh explained, that this non-Muslim had one good deed. He was disobedient, but he had one good deed in the life of dunya. And he was about to go in the court of Allah in Akhirah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted to give him the reward of that good deed in the dunya. So he'll come empty in the life hereafter. And there was a Muslim on the deathbed and he wanted to eat olive oil. He wanted to eat olive oil. And there was a bottle of olive oil in his home, in the shelf. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent an angel. Go, there is a Muslim who is about to die and he has a shelf. And he wanted to eat olive oil and it is there in the shelf, in the bottle. Go and drop that bottle on the floor. So this person will have hurt and sorrow in the last moment of his life. And his last wish will not be fulfilled. Why? Because when this person became sick, many of his sins were forgiven. But one sin remained on him. And he was about to die. He was about to come in the life hereafter with one sin. And we wanted to clean him up so that we wanted to give him some sorrow and hurt in the worldly life. And his last wish will not be fulfilled. Allah. Difficulties and trials come. We should come to Allah. Come back to Allah. And there are some dhikr and dua and wazaif, we should say alhamdulillahi ala kulli hal, inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un, la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Some difficulty come, recite salawat on Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one tasbih, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad, and several tasbihat of la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah every day. Recite Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyum Bi Rahmatika Astaghif. There is one ayah in the Quran, Surah Ghafir, ayah 44. Wa ufawwidu amri ila Allah, inna Allah basirum bil ibad. I entrust my matter with Allah, surely Allah has all His servants in His sight. Maulana Palanpuri in India suggested an ayah to recite if there is a difficulty or sorrow or gham. Surah Ar-Ra'd, ayah 24. Salamun alaykum bima sabartum fa ni'ma uqbaddar. Salamun alaykum bima sabartum fa ni'ma uqbaddar. Peace be upon you for the patience you observed. So how excellent is the ultimate abode. Turn to Allah, more dua. More, wake up at night, tahajjud. Use your tongue and heart and mind to earn more and more reward. Dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sending salawat on Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Every time, 10 blessings from Allah. Reading Quran, 10 blessings on every letter. Allahu make dua for all the believers in the world. Allahumma ghfirli walil mu'minina wal mu'minat wal muslimina wal muslimat. A billion times reward in 5 seconds. Make tasbihat, subhanallah, alhamdulillah, la ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar. Thousands of good deeds, planting of trees in Jannah, noor and barakah in the home, noor and barakah in daily activities, and cure for depression. Rush to do good. Waf'alu al-khayr, fafirru ilallah, tijaratan lan tabur, khayrul bariyah. And seek Allah's protection. seek Allah's protection, we are very weak. We are not capable to sustain trials, difficulties, calamities, pain and sufferings. Beg Allah to protect. Protection against the whispers of shaitan. Protection against ignorance and forgetfulness and disbelief and hypocrisy. Protection against arrogance and jealousy and show-off and greed. Protection against all sins and disobedience. Protection against sorrow and grief, laziness and debts, trials, enemies, accidents, fear, helplessness, disgrace, loss of trade, sickness, diseases, mistakes, injustice, anger of Allah, decrease in bounties, misuse of tongue and eyes and heart, bad manners, hunger, a bad end, curse of the oppressed and mazloom, and bad dreams. We should ask protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from all those things. Allahu Akbar. Sayyidina Ayyub alayhi salam went through afflictions and trials. Ayyub alayhi salam, loss of wealth and assets, loss of children, afflictions and trials, sickness and diseases, worms on his body. There was not a patch in his body in the size of a needle sound. Everywhere the body was hurting, except for the heart and tongue. Heart and lisan, he was making dhikr and shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. People separated him and left him outside. People took him outside the residential places and he was living where people used to throw garbage and at that place. There was nobody to take care of him. Many, many years, only his wife was caring for him. The wife, she used to go door to door. She used to work as servant in people's home doing household work and earn something to take care of Ayyub alayhi salam. Afflictions and trials. In that situation, Shaitan came and trying to make him lose hope. And Shaitan came and asking him that, "Oh Ayyub, you know why this is happening? This is because of your sins. And Ayyub, Allah is unhappy with you." Look at how Ayyub alayhi salam, he did debate and munawara with Shaitan in that stage. Loss of wealth, loss of children, sickness for many, many years, all types of problems, one can imagine. And Ayyub alayhi salam was saying, Shaitan was saying, "This is because of your sins and mistakes and Allah is unhappy with you." And Ayyub alayhi salam was saying, "No, this is the manifestation of love from my master. Ye toh mere malik ki muhabbat ka unwaan hai. This is the manifestation of love from my master." Finally, Ayyub alayhi salam said, made dua to Allah, "Anni massani ad-durru wa anta arhamur rahimin." Verily, distress has seized me and you are the most merciful of all those who show mercy. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent a spring of water to gush forth. He made ghusl, drank that water, instant shifa and cure from all diseases. Body came back, skin came back, hair came back, and he sat down and his wife, waiting for his wife to come back. When the wife came, she could not recognize Ayyub. There was another strange man sitting there. So she asked, "Do you know where is the sick man who used to stay here?" And he said, "That is me. I am Ayyub. Allah cured me." Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him health, gave him wealth, and gave him more children that he had before. Behind difficulty and trials, if you are steadfast, you will win at the end. One glimpse of paradise in the life hereafter. One dip and glimpse of paradise and Jannah in the life hereafter, the believer will forget all problems in the world. son of Adam, did you ever face any misery? Did you ever experience any hardship? He will say, no, my Lord, I never faced any difficulty. I never experienced hardship. وَالْمَلَائِكَةُ يَدْخُلُونَ عَلَيْهِمْ مِنْ كُلِّ بَابٍ سَلَامٌ عَلَيْكُمْ بِمَا صَبَرْتُمْ فَنِعْمَ عُقْبَ الدَّارِ. The angels will enter unto them from every door, saying, peace be on you for the patience you observed. So how excellent is the ultimate abode. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability and understanding and turn to Allah in every situation. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات إنك سميع قريب مجيب الدعوات ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار ربنا فاغفر لنا ذنوبنا وكفر عنا سيئاتنا وتوفنا مع الأبرار ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب ربنا اغفر لنا ولإخواننا الذين سبقونا بالإيمان ولا تجعل في قلوبنا غلا للذين آمنوا ربنا إنك رؤوف رحيم اللهم لا تفرق جمعنا هذا إلا بذنب مغفور وسعي مشكور وعملا صالحا متقبل مبرور برحمتك يا عزيز يا غفور يا الله يا رحمن يا كريم يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا حي يا قيوم Oh Allah, bless the Ummah of Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Oh Allah, replace the gham and sorrow and difficulties and trials. Oh Allah, replace them with happiness and joy for them. Oh Allah, bless everyone with ilm and nafi. Oh Allah, give protection. Oh Allah, protect from all bad things, bad desires. Oh Allah, clean our hearts from all type of bad sifat. O Allah, bless us with ilm and nafih. O Allah, use us for service and khidmah of deen. O Allah, keep the shaitan and nafs away from us. O Allah, give us your ultimate protection. O Allah, bless us with wisdom and noor of hidayah. O Allah, use us to spread khair on the face of earth. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka anta as-sami'ul 'alim wa tub 'alayna innaka anta at-tawwabur rahim wa sallallahu ta'ala ala khayri khalqi Muhammadin wa alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in